You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Between TV shows like CSI, horror movies like Saw, and shooter video games, it's safe to say some of us are a little desensitized to violence. But one Grand Rapids artist says murder, rape, kidnapping, and other violent acts are happening to real people in African American communities all across the country. And it's time we paid attention. I spoke with our Artist of the Month, Monroe Aki O'Brien, before his debut at the Black Arts and Cultural Center during tonight's Kalamazoo Art Hop.
Other people don't really care about it because they watch it on the news. You know what I'm saying? So it's not as powerful. So if it's in your face like how I have it and stuff like that, it definitely developed that result. You know what I mean?
O'Brien is a photographer and a videographer who goes under the name Aki Bang. For 2 years, he used actors to stage gruesome scenes of Black men and women being kidnapped, tortured, and killed. It's almost impossible not to sympathize with the victims as they stare out at you with looks of terror and grief on their faces, often dripping with blood.
Yeah, like this picture right here was based off of, it was a gang rival, I guess a drug deal went bad, and the head drug dealer was in prison, and he threatened the other guy saying, well, if I can't get you, I'm going to get the first person who opens your door. So his mother actually opens the door, and she gets shot in the head right in front of a two-year-old child. So this is the point of view of the two-year-old child seeing a mother getting killed. What happened to the two-year-old child? What kind of therapy is that child going through?
Aki Bang says to many people, these crimes are just a blip on the news. But to others, it's the loss of another friend or family member. Aki Bang says some of his relatives knew Latrice Mays, whose body was found in a Grand Rapids dumpster last year. He says when it comes to Black lives, many of these crimes go uninvestigated and unnoticed.
Talika Patrick disappeared. They just stopped talking about her. You know, and say, hey, we found her. That's it. It's closed. And I'm like, who did the killing or what happened?
Though the police say the autopsies showed no signs of foul play, Patrick's family insisted that the circumstances of her death were still suspicious. Aki Bang's exhibit, Realistic Neglects, is broken up into three parts. One depicting the woman who was shot in front of her two-year-old, one on human trafficking, and one on what Aki Bang calls the Black Holocaust, which represents both the countless men and women killed in the slave trade, as well as the violence happening in the Black community today. Out of all of the photos, these are some of the most powerful. Photos of bodies lined up in a row next to a lynching scene where both the victim and the executioner are African American. Aki Bang says the Black community needs to combat the violence in their own neighborhoods.
A lot of things has happened with the gentrification situation that's happening in Grand Rapids and stuff, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, a lot of the community been there forever, you know, and the violence still occurred, and as soon as another culture comes in, then next thing you know it, it's safe. You know, we have to create that safe environment for us as well.
But Aki Bang says it'll take everyone to fix the problem. And the first step is realizing the effect slavery still has on the African American community today.
Let's powwow, let's kick it, let's talk. Let's talk outside, let's not talk inside of a building. You know, most political leaders and different leaders of the community talk inside of a building, it's the same old people. Talk to the hood, talk to the drug dealers, talk to them. These guys are not dumb people, they're very intelligent, you know? And we have to start valuing their intelligence because they don't think like you don't mean that they don't think, you know? So yeah, talk to the community, man. Let them know, like, yo, look, this is what you're doing.
Aki Bang's photography exhibit, Realistic Neglects, will be on display at the Black Arts and Cultural Center until the next Kalamazoo Art Hop in October. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.